The lawsuit in question would not affect the effort to recall Governor Scott Walker, but it would affect an effort underway to recall four Republican state senators. Three of those senators come from swing districts where Democrats have a real chance by the numbers at winning recall elections. But under the redistricting map drawn and passed by Republicans this summer, all three districts would get more Republican, making it less likely that they would switch hands. Republicans want the state Supreme Court to rule that the new map takes effect immediately. They argue the old maps are out of date and unconstitutional since they don't adequately reflect changes in population. But Democrats call it a power grab by the GOP, and here's why. The redistricting bills Republicans passed this summer included language that specifically said the new maps had an effective date of November 2012. Republicans used taxpayer funds to hire the law firm Michael Best and Friedrich to help write those redistricting laws. Now, that same law firm is asking the high court to rule the effective date is unconstitutional. There's a lot at stake in this lawsuit. Republicans currently hold just a one-seat majority in the state Senate, meaning these recalls could decide control of the chamber. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.